USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Court proceedings have wrapped up for the day in the punishment phase of the Amber Geiger trial. The former Dallas police officer was convicted Tuesday of murder for last year's death of an unarmed neighbor who she shot to death, mistaking his apartment for her own. Geiger could face anywhere from 5 years to life in prison. General Motors is temporarily laying off about 6,000 workers at a plant in Mexico as the UAW auto strike stretches into its third week. These UAW workers are picketing at a plant in Warren, Michigan.
Yeah, we all got families. You know, we're making a sacrifice. Sometimes it takes a while. It's
nothing's going to happen in a hurry because they're going after some big stuff.
The strike has cost GM about $1 billion, that's with a B. And finally, your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 344 points to close at 26,573. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson discusses possible solutions to California's homeless crisis. State officials are considering declaring a state of emergency on homelessness there, a move which could free up state and federal fundings typically reserved for natural disasters.
I've been there. I've looked those people in the face who are on the street. It's a total disaster, and we're creating an environment where an epidemic of disease may ensue.
Carson was speaking there on Fox Business. A sad situation in Louisville, Kentucky, as police say a three-year-old boy was attacked and killed by two dogs in his home. Louisville Metro Police spokesman Dwight Mitchell has the details.
The dogs have been taken from the premises at this time. They were Rottweilers. It's a very devastating thing that's happened here, and obviously our prayers go out to the family of this child.
No criminal charges have been filed in the boy's death. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Federal Trade Commission is sending more than $5.4 million to nearly 40,000 people who were scammed by a student loan debt relief company. The fraudsters made off with more than $20 million and were required to pay up under the 2018 settlement with the FTC. Regarding America's $1.6 trillion student loan crisis, Dave Ramsey with Ramsey Solutions tells Fox News how we got into this mess in the first place.
Well, we got in this mess because it's like a lot of things in Congress. They opened the faucet and they didn't know how to close it. And in the process, of course, with unfettered, unending streams of money, the cost of tuition has skyrocketed. And we've told the culture that borrowing money for student loans is no big deal. And now we have this epic plague sitting on the young people of America and some of the old people in America, and it's a problem.
Yeah. Ramsey also shares some practical advice about how to go to school and not get in student loan debt.
The average tuition to the average in-state school right now is at right around the $10,000 mark. The average tuition for the average private school is right around the $30,000 mark. That's per year. $10,000 is $833 a month. You can make $1,500 a month delivering pizzas, live in your mama's basement, and go to your in-state school. Right. School choice and parents bonking their little 17-year-old on the head and saying, you're going to go to a school you can afford, will change this dramatically.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.